At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, everybody, welcome back into another hour of Sports Daily here on KFH Radio. We've gotten to a lot here as we're reacting on a Monday after we haven't talked to anybody since, you know, Wednesday morning. We've had Thanksgiving weekend, a long weekend for us, and a lot of stuff has happened. If you missed anything in the first hour, we've gotten into some K-State football talk with the future of Avery Johnson talk, KU football talk, as they aren't going bowling. And we just had Wichita State head men's basketball coach Paul Mills join the show. If you missed any of that, you can go back and find it on the Odyssey app. Go find it in podcast form and catch up on anything that you may have missed. We've got a lot more to get into as we go forward. Most notably, something that we haven't talked about is the Kansas Jayhawks. We haven't talked since they've taken third, in the Players Era Festival out in Las Vegas. Didn't get a chance to play for the championship as there's no bracket play in the Players Era yet, as it's 18 teams, and it won't be bracket play going forward, which is an entire conversation that we had last week, if you missed any of that. But they take third. They go 3-0 in a week where they don't have Darren Peterson on the court, and that's a really big deal because we had so many questions about this KU team and what they were going to be without DP out there. So now they prepare for a really big test this coming week. Tomorrow night, even, they get the UConn Huskies in Allen Fieldhouse, a true home game against the Huskies in this one. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Nope, not that one. It's going to be a lot of fun here on Tuesday night as UConn comes in. And then Sunday is a border war in Kansas City. They're going to take on the Mizzou Tigers in the T-Mobile Center for that one. Major test against UConn, and the fact that you think you'll have Darren Peterson back, and if you do, you're going to finally see what it's supposed to look like. We haven't seen Darren Peterson play in a full game yet. He played majority against North Carolina, but still had to leave late in that one, and they didn't really look the part that they looked last week without Darren Peterson out there. They took third in the Players Era, Jacob. If they can have Darren Peterson back to play against UConn, that, it to me, is the first time that we're going to see, you know, what it's supposed to look like, what the plan was for this team.
And then you got to understand, too, it's his first game back in a very long time. UConn looks good, though. They're KenPom number 7 right now. They look like they're pretty typical UConn. But this is now comes this strange time. So we've made it through that part. Now you get UConn, Mizzou, North Carolina State, and a couple of cupcakes before you get into conference play. So these next five games, to me, become pretty critical. And I don't want to put it all on UConn, right? I don't want to put it all on the UConn game of like, all right, now we got to see it. He's back. Now we got to see it. They played at Allen Fieldhouse. It's a game I think they should win, but we still have to see it. We've seen Darren Peterson so little so far this year. He's been great when we've seen him. I'm gonna give it these five games. Like, to me, this has all been about conference play. I'd love to see him beat UConn. I'd love to see him beat Missouri. But it's more about kind of the way the holiday tournament went. And they won those games, right? They did a really nice job in the holiday tournament. They went 3-0, and I don't think people expected that to happen, including the win over Tennessee. But now it's like, okay, they're at least healthy. Can Peterson play full minute load for five games? That's the first thing I need to see. Like, can he stay out there and be a player on the court for full minutes for five games?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so too. I don't know the answer to that question. I think that the biggest thing that makes you feel good is, I think in the North Carolina game, and I don't know, I'm speculating here. I think in the North Carolina game, there was a lot of the mode of, for good reason, just let Darren do what he wants to do and we'll figure the rest of it out around him. I think the fact that they went 3-0 without Darren Peterson, like, they might have a different philosophy for the UConn game. It may just be, you're just going to play shooting guard. We're going to run what we've been doing, and you're just going to make all the shots that you take because you're that good. Like, that's going to help them immensely, and not be like, okay, where's Darren Peterson? Get him the ball
in his hand. He's going to be the point guard, don't you think? Like, he's going to just run the point all the time, which is good. Which is good, because now these other guys, who probably Council goes to the two, I would assume, but I'm with you. Like, the only thing that looked like in the three really good games that we watched them play in Vegas was offense, right? Like, immediate offense. And if he can shoot the three, because they have almost none of that, right? If he can add 2 to 3 3-point shots a game and just 18 to 20 points a game, this team's going to be really good.
I'm telling you, I feel so much like I was really, I don't know if concerned was the right word, but I wasn't really drinking the Kool-Aid that, like, they were going to be fine. They were going to make the tournament. But, like, I didn't see this team being a second weekend team whenever we had the struggles with Darren Peterson that we were seeing earlier in the year. Simply because if you're a one-trick team that has Darren Peterson, like, you're susceptible to getting upset. And that's just the nature of it, what it is. But I think that what we've seen is that they've got five or six that are going to be really good. It's not super deep, but those top seven are a legit team that are going to beat a lot of teams in the Big 12, I think.
With the NBA's number one overall pick and a guy that's got to be flying up draft boards right now in Flory Badunga.
That's a big reason why it's Flory.
Yeah, they're there now. Like, I like reading into body language and all that kind of stuff and watching Peterson on the sidelines. He's engaged, man. I think he wants to get out there pretty bad. It's been an annoying and frustrating hamstring injury that they didn't have a good grasp on at the beginning of the season. Clearly, it was being called cramps, whatever. They have been as careful with it as you can be in hopes that he can just come back full go right now. And hopefully that's the case. And if it is, I think this team's going to be a blast to watch. Yep. They might be frustrating at times. They're very young. I think they'll have their moments of frustration, but man, they're going to be fun.
Yeah, they are. And that UConn game tomorrow night, like, if he plays, which I hope we get like official word before, like, that will be like one of the best non-conference games of the season.
Yes, I agree. It'll be.
Did you see, by the way, I'll bring this up while we're talking about that. Did you see that the players era, the TNT guy said something along the lines of in that Michigan, who'd they play in the championship? Michigan Gonzaga, of the players era. He said that this might be the best non-conference basketball game of all time. And somebody said, the Michigan Gonzaga.
Oh, no.
And he's like, you know, number one and number two have played before. Like, what's so big of a deal like this?
No, I don't think so. I watched Buddy Hield come into Lawrence and play one that was pretty fantastic.
That was a conference game.
Oh, okay.
Best non-conference game.
I don't know. I mean,
but that's not true. KU played UConn like 2 years ago, and they were both top 10. Like,
right. It's fine. I mean, they're hyping up their tournament. I appreciate the effort. Yeah. It might be the best collection of non-conference games ever. I'll give it that. But I'm looking forward to it. Of course, K-State is in action tonight, hosting Bowling Green. Tune in. 97.5, 1240 KFH. TJ, if I don't lose this cold, I mean,
It has been like 3 weeks, yes.
Ever since COVID happened, is it long cough? Like, whatever it is, like, anytime I have anything respiratory. It feels like it lasts a month. I have a flipping cold, and it is just not going away. It's as frustrating to me, ladies and gentlemen, it is to you.
It's just the little baby coughs.
It's the little baby cough.
They're the worst.
And you just feel like a wimp. It's when I take a deep breath, which we're very trained to do in broadcasting. That's when it gets me. So it's like everything's staccato. Like I have to like breathe easy to try to make it through without it's flipping annoying. Anyway, that won't be a problem for Wyatt Thompson tonight. He'll have the call 6 o'clock, KFHradio.com also, by the way, or the free Odyssey app. We've still got more coming for you. Joshua Briscoe is going to join us in this hour. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. Groups gather for holiday fun. Everyone's in town. Make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 beers, Christmas cocktail list, pizzas everyone will love, making Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. A little late into this segment, I'm upstairs. It's so funny now with kids. It is flipping cold outside, right? What are we at? 24 degrees right now.
Not a single coat was worn, were they?
I'm up there with 8-year-olds having a heated discussion about, I don't care that you don't think you need the coat. Put the damn coat on. Like, we're wearing a coat today. It's 24 degrees. Your parents get judged when you show up to school without warm coats when it's 20. We get stern emails all the time. Reminder, parents, as the temperature drops, make sure your kids are. I'm like, put the coat on. Take it off when you get to school. I don't care. Put it on. Like, that's the fight that I get to have every morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. My wife still has the fight with me. TJ, put your coat on. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I work outdoors. I work in an office. I don't need a coat in an office. But I lose that battle every time.
Take the coat off when you get to the office. Put the coat on. I'm the opposite. I've got – it is gloves season for me. It was
– you wear the coat starting in September.
I don't like being cold. I don't like it. I don't like anything about it. It's annoying. It's terrible. It's horrible. And I don't want it to be 24 degrees outside. And it's going to be now for like 3 months. And I'm not happy about it. All right. We'll come back. At least it is. It's basketball weather is what it is. This time, this weather reminds me of basketball season. We're going to come back and talk a little football, though. Joshua Briscoe joins us from the Chiefs Radio Network. What do we make of this messy playoff picture? We're going to go back to this Cowboys loss. We haven't talked about that at all since we've been on the air last. It's all coming for you here on Sports Day.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, we welcome you back in here, Joshua Briscoe. You know, we've had a little time to digest Thanksgiving. We've had a little time to digest the Cowboys' loss, Josh. But it was all the things we feared. Dallas is playing great right now. The only thing that sticks in my craw, maybe a little bit, because I think they can afford that loss but no more, is that it came at Arrowhead, right? Like, that's... Or did it come in Dallas?
Dallas. What are you talking about?
Listen, this season has left us all completely disoriented.
Yeah,
I understand.
I'm off there. But, like, what is – my bad there. What is the takeaway before we look forward? What is the takeaway?
I think the first takeaway is that it does imply a little bit of looking forward, of going, well, okay, we're looking down the road. I know we're not doing that yet. But the takeaway is, like, do you think that this is a team capable of rattling off 5 in a row? Because that's where we're at now. Like, even to be able to look back and to say, here's what went wrong, is this a football team that you believe is going to be able to strain to the finish line and finish this season perfectly the way that they would need to do to make sure they get themselves a spot? The actual ins and outs of that game, it does feel like a month ago now, because we got to enjoy an NFL weekend where everybody lost. Like, the Thursday and Friday schedules alone, you had perennial Super Bowl contenders dropping. I'm now getting into, like, the entire slate again, I guess. But it's just another reminder that right now the 3 seed is a Jacksonville Jaguars team that I didn't believe in as they were actively beating the Chiefs earlier this season. So it's a frustrating place to find yourself. Specific to Chiefs Cowboys, there are lots of individual things I guess we can get into, but I can't help but zoom out here on Monday and look around at it. And an NFL that seems like it does have room for an alpha team to take over, specifically in the AFC, but no one has done that yet. The Rams looked like they might be that team in the NFC, and then they lose to the Panthers. That's just the league right now, and unfortunately, the Chiefs are smack dab in the middle of that mess.
Josh, I think that means we have to take the Panthers as a new alpha. I'm going to bet them to win the Super Bowl. It's Bryce Young's season. Talking about the Thanksgiving game. I mean, it was double-digit penalties again. The defense just really couldn't get off the field in big spots, it felt like. Like, there was a multitude of things, and, like, the entire time you watch that game, you're just like, it just doesn't look good. Like, this doesn't feel right. Like, I don't know what's going on.
It really does. It does hit on all of the things that we've talked about this season, where this game against the Cowboys starts in the exact inverse way of the Colts game, which was a good thing. My goodness, the Chiefs got a quick turnover, a quick takeaway, and then scored just like that. That's something they had to overcome the week prior, and now, hey, we're on our front feet. That obviously doesn't last very long at all. The defense in this game, like you said, just couldn't get off the field, specifically on third down. When it was third and seven or longer, Dak Prescott went 6 for 6 for 94 yards and a touchdown, 5 first downs on 6 of those attempts. I don't think they had one after that stat was updated. They have had issues either blowing fourth quarter leads or failing to take opportunities to take the lead late in these games. Again, defensively, it's the third down problems. It's no consistent pass rush. It's a bad day for Trent McDuffie, which is, that's a new thing. That's weird and rare. CeeDee Lamb is an incredible receiver, so it makes sense that sometimes you lose that battle. But like, of all of the things that do feel very, very familiar, the offense disappearing for two quarters, totally failing on an opportunity to double dip around the half, something they seem to have almost every game because they win the toss, they defer, and then they just so rarely take advantage of that. That's the kind of whole team issue, I think, is that they had plenty of opportunities against Dallas. They took advantage of very, very few of them on offense or defense. Strangely, might have been the best special teams game of the year.
Now that I'm straightforward here, Houston and the Chargers are coming at Arrowhead. They're coming over the next 2 weeks. They have to win every game. The two road games are Tennessee-Vegas. So... Yep. I hate coming on here every week and saying, Chiefs fans, you still have a pretty good chance. Like, after the Cowboys game, I'm sure it was the same for you. Everyone's like, the Chiefs are done, right? And I'm like, actually, they're kind of not. You know, that game meant more for Dallas than it meant for Kansas City. Dallas needs more help. We can still see Kansas City's path, sort of. It's like, it's still there. It is reliant, though, on them winning 5 straight games. Three tough ones come at home. It's there.
The recipe is there. The season right now is not over. Like, I'm in a couple hours here, I'm gonna start my podcast for the week, and I know the title of today's episode is something like the Chiefs season isn't over, but it had better start soon. Like, that's what it feels like now, is that so many times in these recent years we've been spoiled to correctly say, they'll figure it out. It's the Chiefs. Oh, you want to pick against the Chiefs in Week 4 because you didn't like something on their offensive line? Good luck, bud. I'll see you in the Super Bowl. Obviously, right now, there is no further margin for error for that. But I really do think, and yes, they're going to need some help as things wiggle around. If you told me right now the Chiefs win out from here, I think that would be good enough to be a playoff team. And it's a conference that does not, if you told me that the Chiefs lost to the Broncos on Thanksgiving, on Christmas, but they got some help somewhere else and they made, and you said, okay, now the Chiefs are going to Denver in the first round of the playoffs as the 2-7 matchup, I'd probably pick the Chiefs in that game. Cause I can't help but think, well, yeah, once the games really, really matter. But that's the thing that's been tested over these last several weeks. Part of me absolutely still has that spark of the, like, Chiefs mysticism of, well, yeah, again, they're going to figure this out and you're going to feel stupid for picking against them. But then I also look back at a team that is 1-3 against 4 probable playoff teams, including the Cowboys in that group. I don't know if that's a 4-game stretch that it fills me with confidence. And I really, again, it is not over. The vibes after the Cowboys game seemed really, really rough. And so maybe the extra little mini bye, the little holiday weekend, maybe that was enough to kind of get the blood pumping again. Cause you're right. They've had their issues on the road. They've been better at home. The hard matchups are at Arrowhead, and the ones they should walk through are the road games that I still do believe that I think Gardner Minshew is probably taking care of the Titans or Raiders in those games. So I really do think the path is there. The path has been there for so much of this season, and they just haven't walked down it often enough.
So the thing that we've talked about a lot, the hypothetical that we've asked every week, basically, is the panic meter. And, you know, I think on this show, we've probably said like a 2 at a point, a 4 at a point, like a 6, a 7, something like that. Like, I feel like it has to be at least like a 9.5 right now because of what comes up next in this Houston game. Because in my mind, and I can't wrap my head around the math of all this stuff, but if they lose to the Texans, like, it's over. It's pretty much over if you lose this week.
Yeah, there's like, right? Percentage chances in the teens or something where it's like, well, you know, they're not mathematically eliminated, which obviously that's not going to happen.
It would take the Colts losing out at that point or something like that.
Yeah, there's all sorts of weirdness. So I think for all intents and purposes, again, it's another chance to say, hey, maybe even like we need to know what the situations are. They need to know all the math and everything. If you're watching or listening to us this morning, here's what I would advise. Don't worry about the playoff odds until they beat the Texans, because right now Chiefs Texans is basically a playoff game. Chiefs Colts was kind of a playoff game, and then Chiefs Cowboys was like a game you really thought you'd just go ahead and go take.
Playoff game for Dallas,
right? In a game that you know you'd love the chance to have a little bit of breathing room if you're the Chiefs. But like, really, I do think that's where it comes down to, is if they beat the Texans without Josh Simmons, maybe with a banged up Juwan Taylor. I think Matt Verderam had a little update on Taylor saying it looked like he might be back. Simmons, obviously, it looks like it's a longer return timeline. I haven't seen anything new on him this morning. We'll hear from the Chiefs this week and figure that out, I'm sure. But it's like, congratulations. Now you have this terribly banged up offensive line dealing with a demonic pass rush from the Houston Texans that's just been consuming offensive lines this year. So if you tell me the Chiefs beat the Texans, I might believe in them more than their playoff odds, because they'll go, oh, wow, okay. They, you know what? They did stand up shorthanded against another playoff contender here, and they won that game in prime time at home to keep the season alive. My arrow's moving up. If they lose to the Texans, even if there's a 12% chance they math their way into the playoffs, now we're talking about losing 4 out of 5 to a bunch of playoff teams in this section of the season. You just kind of go, well, you know, sometimes it's not your year. I'm not there yet. I really do think a win over Houston leaves the entire rest of the way open. It's going to be stressful, but it would be a lot more fun than looking at the rest of the season as just going through the motions.
If they lose to Houston, it's the Kansas City Royals exercise at that point. If the Tigers lose out, we have a chance at the division still.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Houston then, because Houston is very different than Dallas. Houston's very different than really anybody that they've played. I couldn't even tell you honestly what Houston does well offensively. I don't even know. And I've watched them a lot. Like, they're not good on offense really, but man, they're great on defense. And this is going to be like, how stubborn is Andy Reid at Arrowhead? Because I'm not sure you can put Mahomes with potentially 3 of his starting offensive linemen out there throwing the ball 50 times. I don't know that that's going to work. So are we looking at another Kareem Hunt 30 carry, you know, 100 yard? Like, it feels like that's kind of what it's going to take in a great defensive performance from them.
Yeah, I think the much improved defensive performance is non-negotiable. I think you just have to have that, because you do understand that your offense is playing a little bit with one hand behind its back. I was more excited about the Kareem Hunt just turn him and burn him plan when he had his definite best run blockers in front of him. Like, that's the other challenge of this. Jalen Moore is a fine run blocker, but Josh Simmons is a weapon. Trey Smith to Mike Caliendo, with nothing but respect for the job Caliendo's done to just kind of hold that gap over now more than a season, going back to last year in the Super Bowl and the playoff run and everything. Mike Caliendo's not moving guys like Trey Smith. If it's Wanye Morris instead of Juwan Taylor, because you're already down Simmons on the other side, that's another difficult one. So I still think that running the ball probably keeps Patrick Mahomes alive more successfully. I mean, you really pick your spots in the passing game when you are able to hold off that pass rush. I don't know that the Chiefs will actually play that way, but I do think you have to have that in mind. It's just, it's all shorthanded right now. The only thing that the Texans do well offensively is Nico Collins. Like, that's the thing. Like, they Nico Collins well, because they have him and he's awesome. But that's something where if you do have a group that's not CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, Steve Spagnuolo is always very good at getting that number one option out of the way. The problem is that the Cowboys had 2 number one options. They got more than one option out of the way for the Colts. They got Jonathan Taylor out of there and just sped up Daniel Jones. So Tyler Warren and all those receivers didn't bubble up to the surface. So you have to have a day like that defensively. You have to take Collins away from what the Texans want to do and speed up C.J. Stroud, who I think we all bought into, at least I certainly bought into pretty hard, pretty early in his NFL career, and I still think he's a very good quarterback, but he hasn't taken that kind of next transformation that just makes him a guy that you have to completely fine-tune your defense around, that you're afraid to face off with going down the stretch. So, the whole division has been so strange this year, and obviously he missed a bunch of time, but they're better with Stroud than with Davis Mills, no question. I need the Chiefs defense to make an offense that doesn't have a calling card look like an offense without a calling card. And then you've got to find a way to put up 24 points or something with an offense that's going to be shorthanded and a Texans defense that's going to be bloodthirsty.
So the question that a lot of people keep asking is the fact that, what do you want to say, 7 weeks ago, we were calling the Chiefs the best team in football, probably. And it's like, what? I don't even want to get into what happened. Like, is that team still a thing? Like, can they do that again? Like, the way they looked against the Lions, we'll pull that game. Like, that was a game you walk into there and, like, it's like, hell, put us against anybody. The Chiefs will beat anybody in the world. And now it's you're pulling teeth trying to score against a Cowboys team and a Texans team.
Yeah, it's a really good question. Is that team still in there? I obviously, yeah, I mean, it's made up of almost all the same pieces. And you think about the idea that this offense was going to have another boost when Rashee Rice got into the mix. And I don't think he's like in any way whatsoever the problem, in any way whatsoever to blame that he's getting snaps that were going to Juju Smith-Schuster. Right? I think that's just a sort of a coincidence. But I do think that there's a little bit of something. I don't know if you can say it's like schematic that the rest of the league has figured out from that point on. I don't really think that's true. I think that was a very banged up Lions unit and the Chiefs putting together just a very, very high percentage game for themselves while the Lions were licking their wounds. And a lot of these teams we look back on now, I mean, really every single one of these teams you can look back on now and see them differently than you did when the game actually happened, because every team has changed over the course of this season, because there is no dominant sure thing. Well, you lost to this team in week 3, that's fine because they're still good in week 12. The Raiders started their season by beating the Patriots. The Chicago Bears are at the top of the NFC. Like, nothing makes sense. All that to say, I do still believe that there is that version of the Chiefs in there, and maybe I'm just as encouraged by the memory of how they should have beaten the Jags, how close they were to beating the Bills, how close they were to beating the Broncos and Cowboys. It's both encouraging and frustrating. If this was a 162-game season, you'd still be betting on the Chiefs the rest of the way. At least I would. But now you just realize that the margin for error is so fine. Week 1 was derailed when Xavier Worthy got hurt. And week 2 was turned around when Travis Kelce turned a touchdown into an interception. It's just these little tiny dominoes. You knock them over and all of a sudden you're 6-6 the week after Thanksgiving, wondering if your playoff hopes are on life support or not. It's really been a truly bizarre season that I think is a little bit of bad luck and a huge dose of football, as my friend Nate Taylor says, being a silly sport where the ball isn't round. And sometimes those things happen. It's deeply frustrating. The Chiefs could have made life easier on themselves at several of these turns, but for when you've got 20 teams that are all very, very, very close, sometimes a couple of weird bounces sends you to the bottom of that pack.
And I don't even know that it's fair to say it was pulling teeth to run an offense against Dallas. They scored 4 touchdowns, which has been a problem for them. But then the defense lets them down and they give up 31 points, which has not been a thing for us to expect in a long, long time. So it is. It's just like it's always something, right? It's always whatever it is. And now to me, it's that, you know, potentially 60% of your offensive line is down. And that's the thing where it's a little harder for me to be the optimist. That's going to be tough to overcome with the games they have on the schedule left.
Yeah, it's very tough. And even like to the Cowboys game, They scored 4 touchdowns, but one of them was a gift from the defense, and then they went totally silent for the second and third quarter. And you go, man, it's just it is opportunistic. It is when are you making these plays and having these moments? Because on the other hand, the Chiefs' defense was good enough against the Broncos, and the offense just couldn't cash their side of that ticket. So, it is. A real reminder of the truth of complementary football and just being able to have your good games at the same time and stacking up your game plans that you can lean on in the same weeks, because a good defensive effort one week and a better offensive effort the next week, and you lose both of those games looking around thinking, wait a second, we've played some of the best football you've seen in glimpses, but for so much of this Chiefs season, it hasn't really been when it's mattered the most, when it's been most needed. Again, the third down stops or the red zone conversions when you're trailing, and that has been a really, really jarring, unfortunate way to spend so much of this year.
Joshua Briscoe, Chiefs Radio Network pre- and post-game host, everything else and only weird games on the KC Sports Network. Got a podcast coming. At JB Briscoe, when you start that podcast, Josh, remember the Cowboys have played at home on Thanksgiving since forever, the beginning of time.
Listen, pasta. The turkey hits us all in different ways. I don't care that it's Monday. I've still got a slice of pie digesting somewhere. We shouldn't be held accountable for anything we say before 9 a.m.
We finished our pumpkin pie last night. A little disappointing.
Good work.
Follow him. Find it. Josh will listen in on Sunday night. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate it, fellas.
There goes Joshua Briscoe ahead of Chiefs Texans Sunday Night Football. They feel like playoff games, except saying it was a playoff game against Dallas was untrue. The Chiefs have their home road splits are staggering. But something that's been a little strange to me is that the most like glaring difference has been how much better the defense has been at home than it has been on the road. And so you look at their 13 points better at home per game than they are in points allowed. And I'm like, okay, well, does that have to do with who they're playing home and road? And the reason any of this is even front of mind for me is because what we talked about there for just a second, the schedule as far as where they play these games the rest of the way is advantageous, right? Texans, Chargers, Broncos are the home games, and then it's Titans, Raiders on the road. So from that perspective, as people keep asking, are the Chiefs done? And it's like, well, no, technically they're not, and here's why. That's one of them that stands out. They've just flat been a better team at home, and it hasn't all been because they've played almost all the games they've played this year, period, have been tough games, right? Their schedule is non-relenting. But they beat the Ravens at home. They've beaten the Lions at home. They've beaten the Colts at home. So it's not just that they've played bad teams at home, and some of their road losses, you know, Buffalo, Denver, Jacksonville, they've just played tough games up and down the schedule. So as you look at it, home and road splits here, that is something I think that we got to pay a little bit of attention to.
I mean, I think that in the same breath of that is that if they get into the playoffs, they're going to be on the road the entire time.
100%. I've thought about that too. Yeah, like we talk about this and it's like, okay, they get there. And then they got to go on the road where they haven't been very good at all.
I know. At what point, the conversation right now, and I think that you'd agree with me, the conversation is if they can make the playoffs. And I think that the other conversation to this is the fact of like,
we'll have that conversation.
Who even knows what the playoffs are going to look like? What has this team shown you that can tell you they could go on the road to Jacksonville and beat them? They lost that game. Like that's what it would be, something like that. And so like it's ridiculous where we're at right now with this, but I don't know. I mean, you're right down the stretch that they have those two road games that are soft, but like, I don't know if it's the Arrowhead voodoo magic that makes them that much better at home, but we've also seen them lose home game. Like we saw them lose that Eagles game in week two, yeah. But that wasn't the same team, and you can make the argument about that. But like
they didn't have Rice, they didn't have Worthy, right? Like they had all the injuries.
I haven't even seen. Are they favored against the Texans?
Oh, I'm sure that they are. I saw that I was looking at the over under, which is by the way 1.5. How about that? Where is it?
3.5. Favored by 3.5.
Yeah, of course they're, because they're at home. Are you betting the Texans?
I probably would. They won four straight games. They look awesome.
They don't look awesome, but they look awesome on defense.
Their defense looks awesome. That's good enough.
Yes, it is. It's good enough. That's right. And they're one of those kind of teams. Like I like Houston a lot more than I like Jacksonville. Yep.
Houston was a weird team because at the beginning of the season, you were like, do they suck? Like I have no idea. The Texans don't look good at all.
They didn't suck then, just like I don't think they're great now. Like they haven't changed all that much. They haven't been winning the games now.
They haven't been what the Texans have been, because we're used to the Texans the past 2 years being a playoff team and a team that could, like, they were kind of like the next in line to the Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals. Yes. If you want to throw them in there, like they were the next in line. And the early parts of the season, you were like, they don't look like that at all. Like they don't look like they could even be they might not be a playoff team. Like, but they've won four consecutive games. And they've looked good in them. Like they won those games with Davis Mills. That's how good the defense has looked in those games. Like that's terrifying coming into Arrowhead for this Chiefs team that has skidded for a month.
Yeah, yesterday was the best they've looked on offense in a long time. They're starting to unlock a little bit in their passing game, and that's really the difference I think between them now and early in the season. Is they're looking like a competent passing game. They still can't run the ball. I mean, they're not very effective. They try, right? They commit to it, but they're not very good at it. But their defense is so disruptive. And that's not new to the NFL, by the way. Like mega disruptive defenses are such a factor in winning games in this league. Always have been. And that's what they do better than anything. and 60% of the Chiefs' offensive line may be out for this game.
Yeah.
60%.
So we haven't even talked about that hardly, except for the last segment. I've been in such panic mode about the playoffs. I forgot that Josh Simmons, after everything that we've gone through, just might not play the rest of the season now.
It's not a nothing. Like, it's a big damn deal. And back to that home road thing with it. Like, yeah, it's the Titans and the Raiders. Fine. The Raiders are going to get to potentially unleash Max Crosby on a bad offensive line. Like, there's nothing that's going to come easy in any of these games. And throw it all out the window, because they're going to be favored in all of them. They'll be favored in every game they stay. That hasn't changed. They just... Give me a percentage chance the Chiefs go 5-0 to finish the year.
I don't know, like 55. Yeah, I'd 50, say it's 50, slightly 50, over 500. 50,
maybe slightly under 500. I was going to put it at 40, but just because, like, you're counting on that stretch without them making the mistakes and doing the things that they've literally done.
Let me change my answer. The Chiefs going 5-0 is probably at 55%. This Chiefs team that we've seen for 3 weeks is probably below 50. It's probably more like 35, 40.
Right? Yeah.
If they play like they played against Dallas, they won't beat the Texans. They won't beat the Broncos. I don't care if it's home. They can't do that. Yeah.
Defensively. I actually think they had an okay. Maybe I think they had a better offensive game than you do.
I mean, they had 10 penalties. Like, and I guess they might have been defensive penalties, but like, they had 10 penalties in the game, which has been like 5 times this year, probably. They've had double digit penalties. I don't know what the stat is, but like, it feels like that at least.
You count on the Chiefs winning games in which they score 28 points. Yes, period.
Because they don't make mistakes, and the Chiefs make mistakes this year.
But they haven't been, and this is what, and I've got to look further into this. This is what's like making my head spin right now. They haven't been nearly as good defensively on the road this year. Remember, they gave up 31 to Jacksonville. That was on the road, right? They gave up 27 to the Chargers in the opener, 28 to the Bills on the road. Like, they have not been nearly as good defensively on the road.
My brain goes to the fact that we didn't really think we thought the defense probably took a step back.
I thought they were going to take a step back. Yes. And then all of a sudden you looked up and you're like, oh man, that defense looks pretty good.
I agree. I think that we all thought they were going to take a step back. I think that the stats that you're telling me just tell me the fact that the home field advantage is a major factor. And it has been at Arrowhead. Like, it's the loudest stadium in the world.
Right.
Like,
but I've been thinking
The Chiefs defense, like what we thought they were going to be, may just be what we've seen them play like on the road. And I think that the home field advantage just helps them immensely at home. And that's why they look better at home. That's exactly what that stat tells me in my mind.
Yeah. And Rick says that, of course, some of the points come up to you. And I know that. And I have not gone through and looked at like how much, like what were the ways in which these other teams scored all the points. But I don't think that overall arching, like if you really go back and think about it and think about like Jacksonville or think about that Dallas game, like it was constantly that they couldn't get off the field or that they made the penalty or the mistake or whatever it was. And now, especially like with the injuries that the offense now again has, if the defense isn't good to really good the rest of the way, it ain't happening. Like that has to be a part of this. If it's going to happen, is the defense is going to have to be really good.
It felt like earlier
there for them. Now they've got to be pissed after the Dallas game.
Yeah, I would be too. I think the thing was earlier in the year, it was kind of the fact of like, and it was probably just like us thinking about what the defense was, because we didn't know anything about the defense in like weeks 1 through 5. Because we were like, yeah, they're probably just going to be worse. It was the fact of, can the Chiefs go outscore people? And they did. Like, their offense was incredible for that like 4 week span where they're the best team in football. And that was because their offense was great. And they got Rashee Rice back. And it's like, wow, they might score 30 plus every game. And we haven't seen them do that in so long. And then now we're back to the fact of like, okay, well, the Chiefs are going to have to find ways to win by scoring 20 points. And I don't know if the defense can withstand that. Like, that's what's so scary about where they're at right now.
And we love that 3-game stretch, right? We love it. it was against two of the games were the Raiders and the Commanders. The defense in those two games combined gave up 7 points. So everything may be skewed because it was the one point of relief in the schedule in which the Chiefs looked really good. Like, it was the only time in this schedule that they've had a soft portion of the schedule. They do get a soft portion to end this season. Denver's mixed in there, but who knows? Denver may be on cloud nine in coasting mode by Christmas. I'm looking at it, and if they, you know, this next 2 weeks, if you get through it, you're going to feel pretty good about what's sitting there in those final three games. But man, if this offensive line is as banged up as it looks like it might be, look, they could also only be missing Josh Simmons by the time they play next, right? We'll see with practice this week, but I think there's a world where both Smith and Taylor play and then Moore slides over to the left side. And that's been an okay combination for them this year. And if that's the case, they'll probably be okay. But if it's you're missing Simmons, Taylor, and Smith,
yep,
I don't know that they're overcoming that. That seems like too much. Mahomes is going to be under fire. They're going to have to run the ball. They don't run the ball that well.
It's the number one reason that they've struggled. The only reason the Chiefs have struggled on offense is when Mahomes is under fire.
Now, Mahomes and, like, misses throws too. Like,
he does, but a lot of it, every game that they've looked good in, watch the film. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
He sits there and just one, two, yeah. No, first option, second option. Then he improvises, and that's what he does well. And they look like that in every game that we are calling them good in. And every game that we are calling them not good in, it's the one, two, crap, here we go, and then miss a throw, and then now it's a whole thing. Like, that's what it's become, and that's it's just the recipe for disaster. And
I'd rather them be down a wide receiver not named Rashee Rice or two than the offensive line. I mean, this is
even
PTSD
the good offensive
from last
line.
Year.
But even the good offensive line, like, at times, like, I don't know what to make of the offensive line. Whenever they got Simmons back for two games there, you were like, yeah, all right, they look good. And then they still have their healthy offensive line, and it's like, well, that wasn't what I saw a couple weeks. Like, what's going on? Like,
they scored 28 on Dallas. I look, chances are low, Chiefs fans, but they're not a zero. They're
it
not
kills me that people just can't quit them either. And it's,
I can't quit them? How do you quit them?
It's like a drug.
Until they're done, like, they're not done. Everybody in football should.
I'm not.
If Mahomes has a pulse, you should still be a little concerned. About
I will be enamored, impressed.
Yeah, it'll be. It's daunting. All right, that does it for us on Sports Daily. Here we are. We're trying to make it through this Monday. Too much to get to. We'll continue the discussions tomorrow. We have Wyatt Thompson in tomorrow. Good timing because we'll have a reaction to K-State Bowling Green. We kind of talked about Wichita State needing to respond. K-State did not look good in their last game. Like, we need them to respond too. Get back to what has us optimistic. So we'll have that. We'll get with Wyatt on the fallout, kind of the post-mortem on K-State football as well. Looking forward to it. Monday Night Football tonight. Not one that's very exciting. Max's Patriots will be in action if you'd like to see them play the Giants. I suppose Jackson Dart could make that interesting. Expected to be back tonight. You'll hear that tonight at 6 o'clock. Actually, it'll go to KNSS because K-State basketball is on KFH against Bowling Green. So a lot of action tonight on the Odyssey family of networks. I'll see you on TV tonight. TJ, enjoy the rest of the day off here.
I will. We'll be back tomorrow morning, though, bright and early.
Thanks to Paul Mills. Thanks to Joshua Briscoe. For Max, for TJ, I'm Jacob. See you tomorrow.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. Yeah.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.